Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, this is a way to spend my day. Thinking of things that will better my existence. I keep on paying attention to the right thing. You know, I may see some greater things in my lifetime, right? So for right now, I'm going to stay on the track, the civilization track of conscious thinking. Along the line of civilization. Know what civilization is and what it is to live out life in and by civilization. Now, I want to bring to your thought. Before that, I'm going to say you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Show, The Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm Tim Alger. I want to bring to your attention something that I know it is beneficial for conscious mind who are particular about the kind of stuff you think about. All right, right now I'm thinking about something that has to do with a sober mind. Baruch Spinoza, I think he's a Frenchman, philosopher. He refused to accept the church when really it was, you know, his culture was about the church. But he found out that the church was not no good stuff. So, well, what I want to tell you now, he said, your mind must be sober before you can accumulate knowledge. Now, you know, he's not inventing that. It's just that for scarcity, people knowing that, it is important when somebody will come up, and especially somebody who people respect, speaking and saying things and make sense. It was important for him to say it because darkness covered the land, you see, and he happened to see. So he said, look, you need to be sober. Sober meaning your mind is paying attention to moral things, right? Because there is an immoral element on planet Earth. Very, very serious stuff. So look at something that is very needful for one to bear in mind. Instead of just going on all over the place like dry leaf blowing on the ground, pay attention to yourself, that what is going to keep you living a good life. You have to be sober. You have to be conscious. You have to be able to identify your thoughts. And you will know when you get in trouble several times, you will know exactly why you must keep a conscious account of how you're thinking. I mean, you think people with skills that do certain things, if they don't stay sober, you know, if you put a boxer up on the hills to go work out because he has a serious fight coming up, he's going to face a serious contender. And what if he goes up there and fool around? You know, and the trainers are having problem with him or her, because a lot of women boxing now, yeah? So what I'm trying to say about your conscious mind, you don't want to pay attention to your conscious mind. All right, I'm emphasizing this so that a person who is a little off track with consciousness, not paying any attention, you know, just going with the flow and wherever the road is bent, they just follow it. So, I'm talking about this, and I'm laughing, right? Now, you got to put some distinction to why I'm laughing and know that, you know, what am I doing? Mocking some people? No, I'm not mocking anybody. It's just, you know, what I'm saying, I am looking at the picture of what I'm saying myself. You see, so it creates a certain type of emotion in my mind why I'm laughing. Because the whole thing, the plot that I'm proposing. All right. So I am saying that if you don't think about the way you're living, you know, you're going to be like the boxer who failed to work out. Now, when he's working out, you know, although he's a professional boxer, but he has to always work out. When, you know, and go train for each bout that he's going to enter, because Hey, just like choir is always rehearsing before they put on their thing, right? So in everything that the human, well, animals don't do that, but an atomic human being. And I think modern man is doing that too. Modern man, because what? They're calling themselves modern because they get blood from civilized people. And modern man was not planned by nature to be on planet Earth. I hope you know that. That's why so much problem is here, because we have some people call modern people. I hope you understand that. It may strange to you because you probably don't know, or you probably think you are African, yes, dark as ever, and Chinese and Indian and all the rest, Hispanics and stuff like that, Arabs. But yet still, you can be only having the blood, but nothing up in your head that is civilized. Because you are reprogrammed to talk and do foolishness, uncivilized things. All right? My point is, for who it may be concerned, thinking, no one is exempted. No one is exempted. Because your mind must carry law of life to guide you. And if you're not paying attention, like the boxer, if he doesn't pay attention to the moves he must apply when he gets in there with this next challenger. No, you know what? That guy trained and he has his mind on it. He just wants to get in there and do it. He's going to knock you out. Because guess what? You fool around instead of go and work out and apply yourself to what you're going to face. First round knockout, because guess what? You're too careless. When you think that you had it, you find out that, no, you didn't. Now, let me get a little more into that. Spinoza reminds us that it is in no way likely or possible for you to be unsober and make it in life well. No, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that lead to where you're going. And when you decide to make curve and corners, when you should keep straight. You're salt. You understand that? So the ingredient that makes us think and apply ourselves to what brings you gain, good gain, to live your life, it calls for you can't go there and get addicted to foolishness that keep your mind unproductive. The intangible power of thought, you fail. So attention, why would you listen to music and, you know, you just listen it for the noise? You want to know what the meaning of what is going on is, rather than just shaking your head and shaking your body and things like that. You know, it should have some meaning to it. Should have some meaning. Well, Spinoza make it very clear that, look, if you are not very conscious, focused on something, you're not going to gain any ability. Sharpen up your skills if you don't pay attention. So
Is he talking foolishness? Is Spinoza talking nonsense? I don't think so. And when I say I don't think so, I'm not talking with doubt. When I say I think so, it is actually that I know the man is talking the truth. I know. I know. How do I know? You should know too. If you don't know, you're lost. Really, you're not. Your brain is not working right. Then your mind is not working right, because the man is talking about what we experience every day. We wake up and walk around and do things. Your mind must be sober. You go on your job and, you know, you're not performing. Your mind is not there. Hey, pretty soon you will be fired. Okay? So it's a common thing that the man is talking about. And it is, there's a problem why he has to be telling us, reminding us. There's a reason for that. It's not nice. It's not good to keep sober. How many people you know can keep themselves sober? I don't mean sometimes, but I mean consistently. Because you don't need to be, if you get distracted when you are to do something, then you're not gaining what your objective. So he tells you very clearly and candidly that no ifs, ands, or buts. If you're not paying attention to yourself and what you have to do, he said, you will not gain knowledge. Just like I told you with the boxer. He needs to retain knowledge. Let's say like the last time he fought, he won. But he knows going into this next fight, he can't live off what he did the last time. He will have to sharpen up again, resharpen himself. So go and do the workout. You see what I mean? Because you will find out a lot of things are missing because you didn't do the workout and lose this time. Well, it's the knowledge thing that you must have. You must equip with it. And you ask Squire that performed last month and pull off a big, you know, show. They have another one coming up. And you think they are just going to just go up there or go sing? Are they going to, like, rehearse? Yeah. It's knowledge. It's about knowledge. Because you keep on losing what you got. So you have to replenish, you know, see. Replenish yourself with what you already, you know. Hey, look. When I was young and in church, you know. I'm talking about the mind, right? But when I was young and in church, you know, there's a lot of songs that I remember we used to sing. It says, sing them over again to me, wonderful word of life. You see? And it is proven true that repetition of what you know keeps you remembering and keeps you sharp. Because if you are so if you are in a state of mind that, oh, you can always do it, and you don't think you are subject to losing sharpness of something you know, yeah, you need to go through the motion and let your heart and soul retain the exact thing that you're supposed to be thinking about when you go into certain action. So it is good advice to repeat some things. I mean, a pianist, keep on practicing too, because they will lose their dexterity and the how to do it. You see? And there's nothing you can do about the fact that your body is reducing your ability as you go along. So you need to keep up with it until your time is up. I mean, because as soon as you get older, you know, you want to just put down the that sport and everything like that, because you know what? You're losing your youthfulness and stuff like that. So while you're living, you're decreasing it, whatever age you are, but you can do certain things when you're young, a certain time of your youth, you do certain things. But like the boxer, they're thinking like they get up to like into their 30s, you know, and they were boxing from the in their 20s and stuff like that. And you know, they better quit whilst they're in their 30s, early 30s, you know. But if you, depends on how well you keep yourself up. George Foreman, I think he was fighting when he was 50. Yeah, but I am talking about the value of keeping your mind sober. And you may think that, oh, you have to go out and drink two beer and, you know, I mean, and maybe smoke a joint and all them kind of thing. Playing with your brain is not a good thing. Going toxic is not a good, it goes against the function of your brain, and you will lose your place in life when you begin to like cause your brain to mess up. Okay, what I want to say to you is, when we are in a state of mind that loses coherency, forget it. Why? Because when you're talking to people, you don't know much of what you're saying. But you think you do. That's when you lose sound, coherent, thinking mind. When you catch everything that he said. And if you're to like ask a question, you're going to ask a question. If you're going to say, I object to that, you know, you object to that. Because your mind is calculating the right way. That when somebody says certain things and say it a certain way, not just saying it, but say it a certain way, you need to, like, make some adjustment to that. Like, call out and make some distinction and say, well, I don't think this, you know, I'm not comfortable with this because such and such and such. All right. You command by keeping a sound mind, because you're not likely to lose and miss up when you stay attentive, sound, and calculating right. Okay? So what I'm trying to say to you is another problem when you're not concentrating right. Somebody is talking to you and you're not understanding what they say because your attention is not really there. It's not that you wouldn't understand them anyway, you know, if you were paying attention. No. I'm talking about when you are competent to know exactly what's being said. And when you are not in your highest power of attention, you lose out. You feel what I mean? You lose it out. So whenever we have a sound mind, like I say, coherent mind, when we lose that, let's say, in this context, for example, I have been reading the Bible for a long time, many years. Okay, let's say from I was like, 16 or something like that. I wasn't reading, you know, like real proficient, but I was doing a little reading, and I was taught these things from in church or Sunday school and and so forth and so on. All right. However, later on in my adult state, I was reading much better than when I was younger. So it was time for me to know exactly what I read and what it says. And I was reading. And now I was into the scripture. So you think about when your mind gets shifted off, you know, that frequency that make you understand exactly what's being said. I mean, you optimize your sense of attention, if you understand what I am saying. Say you optimized your sense of attention. You're not missing anything. So in this case, if somebody give you some information that is wrong, and you take that information and begin to read something, and because you believe in what the person says and think everything is all right, you digest that information on a frequency that is wrong. Because if you didn't already believe what the person said, you would be analyzing these words and these meanings and the context that you're dealing with, because it is an issue that you should come out with maximum understanding. And then because your mind is on a wrong frequency, you understand some things, but sure, you didn't catch certain things that you should. And you are responsible to know exactly what you read, because who's going to help you? Who's going to help you but you? And if you're depending on somebody to look out for you, you're doing the wrong thing. I mean, even when they do it and stuff like that, but you need to know for yourself when you're put in a position to verify. All right? So my mind, reading the Bible over all these years, let's say there's a lot of things in the Bible that I was not catching on to. No, I wasn't catching on to them. You know? And it's later on, now, I realize I start to read the Bible because something, the water is being troubled in my in my psychological ocean, you know, the water is troubled. So I began to read with a high sense of comprehension of what I am reading. I'm maximizing what is understood, what the word is actually saying. I'm beginning to like dredge into the word, right, and the definition them to find out if the issue that I am thinking about, if I'm satisfied that those words tell me what I want to know, right? And so when that level of consciousness affected my attention to what I'm reading, I begin to see, oh, for the first time, let's say when three wise men, well, I think someplace in the Bible said three wise men, because it's all content from the four gospel that is basically telling you, you know, the same thing in, you know, some different ways. However, I started to read Matthew 2, where wise men follow a star to go see the baby. They buy, they have gold, they have gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to go give to the baby Jesus. Oh, gosh. Man. For the first time, I was reading and finding out some things that the Bible says about the wise man. And you know what? There's only one conclusion, particularly, I mean, the major conclusion of the context. That means the wise men follow the star to see the baby. It's not true. This story about four different things I discover in Matthew 2 that really convinced me. You know, these European sodomite homosexuals, they wrote that. And a guy named Odysseus or something like that. I forget exactly what his name is. I forget what his name is, but where did I put this guy's name now? But I did have his name down. And he wrote for the Catholic Church back in 2,000 years ago or so, and write a lot of things in the Bible. A lot of things in the Bible. And he said he would do anything for the church. Yeah. He would do anything for the church. Anything to help the church, he will do it. Yeah. Eubiceus, I think what his name is. I think his name is Eubiceus. You know? And what I'm trying to tell you, they write a whole bunch of lies in the Bible that if you're reading, you'll find out. You know, talk about, all right, for example, another thing I found out is in St. John 6 and the 15 verse. St. John 6, 15. That Jesus never became a king like the prophecy demanded. No. Now, how many people out there in the world are Christian? And the Christian belief is based on those same scriptures that I'm talking about. You rest on those things, relying on them like they are facts. This is the problem. Millions of people are reading those things and don't actually connect with what it is saying. That goes for me. Now, you think it is my foot bottom, something wrong with my foot bottom? Why I didn't see what those chapters were telling me? No, it's not my foot bottom. It's not in the palm of my hands. Neither. And these guys are up there around the pulpit preaching those things, preaching those things. And they are lies. Like about four contradictions, major contradictions that would be compared to, you know, your bucket has holes in the bottom. You know what I mean? And if you go there another time to go fetch water with it, you're sure going to get wet. So what I'm trying to say to you, there are a lot more things in the Bible that all right, God is perfect and all-knowing, right? Now, you are reading that Bible over and over, and you think God is perfect and God is all-knowing. You know, he's everywhere, he's ubiquitous, you know, and God ordained everything that he created. No, you see, all that God ordained God ordained, and some other words that it is used to say that God knows everything that is in the world as the things that he created. Because, and nothing that we see here is by mistake, because God foreknew. Yes, God has foreknowledge in the Bible. You can't make that something else. But that's what we make, something else apart from what it really is. God is perfect. You shouldn't have any problem with that. That everything you read, it is perfect. How you know it's perfect? You know, when Jesus said his Father is, in heaven, it's like unto a man with 100 sheep, and then he lost one, and he go and look for the last one. If that's the attitude of heaven, where God is, and the God that create the heaven and the earth, well, look here. That cannot be true at all. It means the people who write the Bible, I mean, they were making up the stories about God. Because there is no place in the Bible that you can prove that any God in the Bible is perfect in anything that is written in the Bible. Lies! God is perfect. It's one of the biggest lies in the Bible, that God is perfect. Nothing. When you are going to read contradiction and don't know it's contradiction you're reading, Genesis 6. God said it repented him that he made mankind. You ever seen that in the Bible? Now, if you have good sense, let's say you didn't notice it before, but when you see contradiction to any truth that you're relying on, it's no longer the truth now. What are you going to do with it? Now, your mind, you got to be addicted to some drugs or something like that, or doctrine that twists your understanding. Why? These lies are there, sitting there, and you can't run away from. If you're going to start being contradictory yourself by saying God can do all things, when words cannot reverse its own self. Once word says perfect, words cannot come back and say it's imperfect. You know, or halfway perfect. No, it doesn't work like that. So if you deal with any issue like that, well, your mind is not sober. And it means you're not going to get where you anything positive that you're after. Because you can use these negative, something that don't exist. You are believing it exists and trying to make claim for positive blessing from God when you are read that the God is not present in what you are thinking. So when the man said, your mind must be sober, so don't get up and start to pour down all kind of liquor down your belly and stuff like that, and then throw your brain off frequency. You don't do that. Don't make anybody fool you. Don't make nobody draw you into doing these things, because your body is critical. So you don't put water into your gas tank. You know, if you don't have car that is now into the science of where water is run, will run the car. You know, if you must put gas in there, not even some other gas you can't put into your car, because some engine want certain petrol to run him. So what I'm trying to say to you is, if somebody lied to you like what you call cult, you know, have some weird ideas and stuff like that, and they draw a lot of people to them, when they put some concept in your head, like I have been exposed to report of a lot of kids go to college and you have these cults like this guy under one of those presidents, I don't know if it's Clinton, that had this compound and the federal government had something against him and sent the army because they say he had weapons and stuff like that. And this guy, you know, caused a lot of bad things to happen. You see, I don't remember how many people got killed because of, you know, his cult belief, and they have such power and things like that and influence. So once you are misled, you know, because that's what happened in the church. They start teaching about Adam and Eve in a garden and stuff like that, and the whole thing is a lie. Whatever there is to it, you can't get the truth out of it, because you can't defile something and expect to salvage some of it. You defile the whole thing. It's defiled up. What may be true is defiled with what is defiled, you see? So it becomes defiled because, you know, your defilation come down and come penetrate it. And, you know, so it's no good. So this is what I am saying. When you become, because once your mind is spoiled, you are made to accept things that are not true. And you're going to be biased against what is true. So you won't know the truth of anything concerning what you believe in. And you could do some of the most heinous crime by wrong ideas. And you don't care. Well, you see, out there, people go tie on bomb on themselves and go blow up, you know, bombs and know that they're going to die and stuff, and they do that. It's the mind. Because if you care for yourself, you're not going to do that. But they teach you to not care for yourself and tell you that, oh, you're going to go to heaven if you do it. And you think so, it's true. My thought was about a coherent mind. Right? You must, coherency goes towards, you know, high fidelity, attention to what's being seen or heard, and that you are going the right way when you're paying attention to everything, knowing that you can be damaged by certain kind of mistakes or error if you're not thinking the right way, you know what I mean? So you have to stay put. I mean, going to bed, man, you must be going to your bed on point. And wake up on point, man. You must know where you are all the time. Going to bed or waking up out of sleep. You must be oriented. You see what I mean? Because it's your life, and, you know, you're going to move into the motion of something that is coming to disrupt you. So if you can't see it coming, it's going to overtake you, and that's it. You know what I mean? So three steps to to the philosopher, knowledge of how the mind works. You must first be sober, right? So cut out them drinking, them smoking, and what is affecting your brain. You know, I have a brother who, you know, been smoking for a long time. And he says now, when he smokes, he doesn't swallow the smoke like a lot of people do. You know, that's what he says. So he's not really hurting himself when he do go to the lungs, you know, that's what he says. But you see, he's a little bit biased that, you know, that is, you know, he's being sheltered from what he says he's doing. Like, oh no, you would deny, be ready to deny that no, he's not being hurt. He think his thing of not swallowing the smoke. All right. But then we talk and he had to admit that he is addicted to smoking. You know what I mean? You weren't born with the nature to smoke. You never felt like, you know, at any time you wanted to smoke from when you were growing up as a kid. No, you don't have no nature that make you lust after smoking. Nothing like that. But since whatever causes you to start smoking, that's what caused you to get addicted. Because it was not called for, but you go, maybe see others doing it, and right away you get drawn. And if you don't love to stay sober, if you don't love to get sober, to stay sober, tell you what, you got spoiled. You got spoiled, and you may not come back. Some people come back, you know, yeah. Some people come back, you know, and get rid of the addiction. Yeah, it can happen. So what I'm trying to tell you about the mind that gets spoiled, the biggest spoiler on planet Earth is the Bible, okay? You may not be able to appreciate that. And if I ask you, what is the difference between AD and Adamani and BC era, you don't know. As a matter of fact, I can tell you this. Early this morning, a telemarketer called me and begin to tell me about the product they're selling and stuff like that. So as soon as the telemarketer presents her, there's a lady, presents her, you know, her pitch. You know, they always like to continue without stopping or pausing, you know, put it to you. And as long as you're listening to them, they just keep on talking until they say, all right, well, so and so and so and so, right? Ask her to commit yourself. I allow this person to talk because, you know, this is not the first time, though. This is not the first time. But one of the times, you know, this morning, when the person finished telling me and want me to commit myself, I came in and said, well, you know what? You can't tell me anything unless I ask you, you know, a fundamental question. Like, what is AD and Adamani? And she said, you know, like, I said, you don't know? She said, no, I don't know. I said, well, you cannot really sell me, you know, because you need to know that. And she said, oh, okay, okay. What I'm trying to tell you, how simplistic people can think. I mean, clearly, almost everybody you're seeing out there, not concerned about the way they're thinking. They're not particular about the way they're thinking, or thinking what they really want to be, and they would have to discipline themselves to be that. There's not much people doing that. So I'm not saying that nobody don't do it. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm trying to tell you, based on what we know about churchgoers don't know anything concerning what I'm saying. And it's not that they are not educated. They are educated. And they're going to church where there is nothing civilized in what church is. And that's a awful thing to say, right? In the context of what we think church is, how can our mind get into such state that certain people teaching us about Jesus and Satan and stuff like that, like, and we don't find out. So the consciousness of mind that I'm talking about is one that when you read, you understand exactly what you read and able to know good from bad. But you're a prolific reader and you go to church. Church should not be a place where people can read. Go. Because there are too many things in the Bible to prevent you from going to church. Yet still you don't know that. And some of the most deliberate lies are told in the Bible. We don't see them. We just don't see them. You're too sincere into it. But you know the reason why? When the people wrote the Bible, they wrote the Bible, because I'm reading this now, you know, because remember, I was in the church and I grew up and I know a lot of things now because I grew up in the church and read the Bible. And now I'm reading history. I'm seeing two different pictures. So when I ask about BC and AD, it's a serious thing. What was the world and people like under the BC era, going back as long as 200,000 years or so? You know, not restricted to that, but let's say that 200,000 years ago, when you really don't know because you haven't read it, and all you read is a Bible anthology with all kind of different four gospel and whole bunch of epistles, Genesis and Revelation and all them kind of things, Proverbs, Psalms, and all those things in the Bible. And we don't have a clear sense of them, but we believe. And you think you're sane and you're sober. My brother, we grew up in the church. He's about 6 years younger than me, right? And he lives in England. And, of course, as slavery, post-slavery people, you know, our parents migrate to England, and a lot of our siblings get to go over there. Some of us didn't. And what I'm trying to say to you is that my brother went to England and, you know, he went to university. He has a PhD, I think, in theology. But, you know, a whole bunch of academic go along with any one of them, PhD studies anyway, right? So nothing is supposed to make you be like somebody who never go to school and learn higher education, mathematics and, you know, things like that. Now, there are certain things that constitute civilization, and reading and writing is a part of civilization, because you're not going to make it as a civilized person, if you can't read, unless you have somebody have give you, you know, nipples, you know, give you nipple buckle to suck milk. You know, you're always taking milk. You can't eat hard food. All right. But what I'm talking about is that a person who, like my brother with a PhD, you know, you say certain things and, you know, that's not consistent with a person who has education. And you say you don't care about history. First of all, that type of a academic blasphemy against words. I mean, most of all, you're talking about the word history. That word is a big, serious word among other vocabulary words. Right? Yes. History? Because when history come, when you hear the word history, what do you think about? Some things gone by, right? Yeah. And why? When it comes to a dictionary, what it defines the word history as? Record of the past. How do you interpret that? What is record of the past? And especially if you put it in a context of when are you talking about these records exist of the past? And you say, all of the past where people live. That's what history means. Account of what past people and what they do. That's what World History Textbook is all about. So when someone say to you who believe in a Bible that don't say that, Bible don't say it is a record of the past. It implies some of that, but you know, God is a liar. Jesus is a liar. All of these characters in the Bible are liars. And I'm not talking about some of the books in the Bible that differs in many places to Christianity, right? That is something else. But it's true, as I have found, there are certain things in the Bible that certain passages in the Bible is anti-Christian. But if you don't read properly, you're not going to know that. And you will be reciting them and preaching them, and it doesn't make any difference. And a lot of those scriptures are avoided. You don't hear no preacher preach on them. But I know a lot about what is in the Bible, you know, and can pretty much cover the base of what the Bible is all about. So what I'm saying to you is a simple thing. It's about your mind. And how you are reading. You're reading and you don't know what you're saying. When you take up a Bible, like words translate to be different things. It's the word of God and all that kind of stuff. You know, and the effect of us believing about the Adam and Eve story in the garden without question. Why? There's so much different, so many different issues in the Bible. You know, complex things that our attention should be drawn to them and make, you know, analyze them and make distinction of them. And we do not. Because we think believing is safe for us. And that's not true. My friends, it's not true. But nobody don't want to hear that because you feel independent and reliant on the Bible that what it's telling you about Jesus is true. And Jesus died for your sin. And you know what? None of it is true. None of it is true about Adam and Eve and Jesus died for our sin. None. Because too many lies in between that separate those things from being true. So you prove to me that wise men follow a star to go give the baby frankincense and myrrh. Prove that to me. Matthew 2. Right? Matthew 2. And if you can prove to me the reason why Jesus pushed Apostle Paul off a horse or a donkey, and then, I guess, you know, they don't say, you know, anybody call 911 to pick him up. But he fell from his horse. So what? He's just driving along and fall off his horse to the ground. You mean Jesus is so wicked? You mean Jesus is so wicked and heartless? He want this man to go preach, and he got to, like, I mean, shove him off his horse with his almighty power, right? And put him to go work and, you know, and then tell him a whole bunch of different things that he should have told the 12 disciples prior to that, because Jesus gone back to heaven now. And now him want a 13th apostle. After one of them, you know, betray Christ, right? You know, all these kinds of stuff we are reading and we don't know and we believe them. And I'm looking at the awesomeness of us believing the whole thing without we try to clear anything out the way. No, we believe it all. We who born and raised up in the church, we just believe these things and never check the linguistics of it. We don't want to change. No, because we think this world that we are in is the world that ever was. And that's a lie. These sodomite white people, boy, they're licking their chops every day. Until they are behaving in our territory like it's always been theirs. You see, and it is a world now that these sodomites have made for themselves now. And there is nobody to come after them. They were the beginning and they shall be the end in their mind. Right? And you're talking about if they are people with sober mind, they lust after your body whole. They want to have sex in your body whole. Okay? So you tell me what kind of world we are in. You know, if we are reading a book that is written by white people, and you think that is African people write it, Egyptian write it, they're the one who says so, is not us. You don't understand that. And you look at them like, oh, they're nice people or something like that, you know. Yeah, yeah, they try hard to be like us and not just putting on clothes. No, from being baby. They want to be baby like us. You don't know about that. But I know about that. They never talk because they are apes in evolution. I mean, what is his name there? Darwin. On the Darwin story, theory. Just live the other day, like in the 15th or 16th century, AD and Adamani time. You know, so why are we talking about Darwin? We African people don't need to think nothing about Darwin or think something of him. We not to think something of Darwin and his theory. Just the other day, when civilization came to Earth 450,000 years ago, and we here as an atomic human being, just created 200,000 years ago. Where did these primate hominid species come from? They never talk. They could only make some tool. Now, if you think it is not going to take very serious mindset to understand the difference of all these complexities that in world history, what do you think, not us as a group, but individually, where you think your life is going when you're thinking like that? Now, basically, I wanted to talk about this because I realized that we are not going to go anywhere when it comes to our psychological ambition. We're not going to go anywhere at all at the rate we believe foolishness. At the rate we are believing nonsense, just know that you're going to perish. God's interested in your spiritual way of life. And if you were to die, then what is going to happen after you're dead? When in life here, you didn't value nothing spiritual. And at the rate we just believe into this sodomite world that we are in with these white people who's telling you clearly that they have built a new world. They don't care nothing about the gods. One time, that's not what they said about the gods. Now, what did they say about the gods? Because now I'm running my mouth and I'm talking these things. And you're out there, and, you know, you don't like what I'm saying. Now, the only person or people that I know by expectation should not think that they would like what I'm saying. No, I don't see them in any kind of way would want to. Some of the bizarre things that is available in history and in the Bible about the white people and their existence. There is a psychological divide between what is called secular and spiritual. And from I was growing up in church, I was aware of that. The secular world are the people that we think are sinners of Satan. Right? Secular. And the spiritual is the church. My friend, I never imagined I was so far away from knowing what is civilization and what makes sense. And how did I feel back in those years? I just feel like everything is just naturally all right. You know, I mean, there is the world around me and stuff like that. Go to bed at night and get up in the morning and do things and come and repeat it, right? But what I'm trying to say to you is when it comes down to white people and us, these folks are ahead of us in a certain context. Because they manage to carry off an act. And the act that they carried off was not against, you know, all of us together. But they do it to a few of us. And they got their blood. Poisoned blood, R-H-E-S-U-S, rhesus, monkey blood. That's what white people have inside of their genome. Monkey blood. Because they come from monkeys. Raw, cut and dry. I know how I say it. I don't invent that. That's a world history textbook. Right? And I read it a few times. What I'm saying, if your mind is so affected that you're reading just like I used to, and if your mind at this time does not allow you to know that no wise men did not fall on a star to give baby Jesus frankincense and myrrh. If you don't read to understand that, it means that psychologically you are in the dungeon. And if you don't hear anything that stir you to read and write, well, it means that you're dead, spiritually dead. And distinctions, the making of distinction is ever more critical now than, you know, I mean, going back, let's say in the BC era, because since the AD Anno Domini era comes in, is the white people them controlling up what people think, you know, is good or bad. And what they do is make up a homosexual world. You see, because they've been hiding that they were homosexual, gay, I mean, earlier on. You see, or like, or back in, like, the 60s. Like, back in the 60s. You didn't, I don't know that gay people were out of the closet. No, it was in the 70s. So even in Jamaica, to show you how these white people can pretend, maybe, I don't know if they still have it on the books. If they probably get rid of it, I don't know. But in Jamaica, sodomy would be punished seriously in the law. Okay? And that was still under the white people. That they were pretending all along. You see, and to get what they want, yeah, they knew how to get what they want. And they have a sense of timing and everything. You hear me? Yeah, but I'm saying all of this to root them out because they don't have no law who, like, get up every day, every night and juking each other, getting love out of the cavity. Yeah, them. You mean them make law for us to control us? You must be crazy. You know, well, they first hit us with the back crossing and introgression that it's a sexual act that reverses our inner core. And they put their poison blood in their semen inside of us. And look, and the few of us that they do it, yeah, we'll turn around and spread it to everybody else. That's the reason why we don't know now that, you know, we only know that we don't have a government, and we hardly know that we did have one, you know, and still have one, but we don't have any representative. So what is happening now? Who make us now? The God where they have in the Bible? No. That is being torn apart right now as I'm telling you. These homosexuals are telling us the Bible that they write and write it to Asian where they invade us and killing us, and now they write it in the Bible that is salvation for us. And we don't know. This is the thing of what I'm trying to show you. We do not know that they're lying. So, 100,000 years, we develop in Africa. Wouldn't we know that? Yes. Nobody could face us with nonsense. the first 100,000 years that we developed in Africa. So what I'm trying to say to you now, if you can raise from the dead, right, come up from the dead, because this is clear if you have sense, to see that, oh, you have to throw away these ideas that you have. Throw away the church, because that church, I mean, 100% negative, no good, that you're going to and feel all right. But it's not. It's a different world. The Christmas world is different from polytheistic world. And you think polytheistic is nothing? No, that's what created us. Polytheism created us, the gods. And so what I am trying to bring about to you is, if you think you have a lot to gain in the Bible and going to church, I'm telling you, accept it, because you would need to find words and express that I am wrong. And I am always open up for that. I am telling you that there's nobody in Washington, what you call federal government, and all the different courts and stuff like that. There's no court system in the white people's government that anybody can prove is a civilized thing. No, because they learn everything from us to begin with. You know, if you're only looking at what they are now, well, you would never see or know. But if you take back where they're coming from and their species that they come from and stuff like that, and how long they are on the planet Earth and stuff, they would last forevermore. They would last forevermore. I'm telling you, everything you have licensed out there under AD and Adamani, invalid. Because anywhere on the planet Earth you go, Elohim kingship rules. Yeah, and then they know it too. They know it too. Where these white people are coming from, many thousands of years of developing from baby to an adult and begin to talk that they could not do before. White people are coming from apes. That's what the World History textbook says. And they were there, let's say, you know, I mean, in all total up to this point, 3.5 million years. But if you go back a little more, where the Akontras, after 2 million years, they go up into Europe. And I think this is where they come up to the 3.5 million years that we would refer cite now today. These white people are coming from back there. And the process by which they come and start looking like us, talk like us, and learn things like us is the process that they attack us and have happened. And that is sexual backcrossing, introgression, and miscegenation. That's the process that affects us today because of them. And it is out of that they become modern man, because they talk and look like us and they can do a lot of things. Not unless we find out and know that we have government, they will still fool us that they are Christmas government. None of that goes on. So they have all this and that set up out there now, and, you know, we must this and must that because they're my government. No, they are fucking batty, white, primate, hominid, species, offspring. That's where they come from. They don't business among us, because first of all, they poison us, and this is where we come from. Yes, and the history is showing why we are the way we are, because they affect our intellect, our cerebrum. They don't have our brain. They don't have a brain like ours. They do not. But But now, because they interbreed and share some of us, they attack and all these kind of stuff, king and everything like that, these guys are good at that, right? But the point is what we are talking about is not how good they are, not how close they match us in this way or that way. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the legitimacy of them being human. They are not what is specified for us exclusively. We are anatomical anthropology, not them. Okay, not them. If you want to stay believing where you don't know, so that's why they come and kill us right here in America, just like in Palestine. They go in there and eventually take over the place. And now saying, oh, it's Jesus, and they have nativity scene and stuff like that. You don't know. These are sodomite fucking ass mad people. Okay? You don't know that. But now they look like us and they behave like us. They behave like they're civilized. And they don't have nothing to do with civility. They do not. And when I talk to you, a lot of people are going to listen to me and don't know what I'm talking about. I want to tell you where they're coming from along the way from the BC era, okay? The trick that they work is to morph. I don't know if you know what morph is, but it is like imitate something. You know, like, let that character be you. Come and begin to act. You know, people in the movie, you know, it's like, it's a kind of morphing. You see, because they're playing a character that they're not. You know what I mean? They read script. and by that, they can act like a character, you know, and you'll always know when you see that character in action. But I'm telling you, these white people are on the heavy, every morphing of us, the anatomical, and they're doing things every day to make us appear less and less valuable. That's what they're doing, because they have morphed on our character. 2,000 years ago, you read the Bible, and the Bible still says that we African people, anatomical people, they, the white people, when they came and invade us to steal from us, they said in the New Testament, we were Jews. We don't care about what they call us, but we care about come and make manifestation on them of what they do, and that we cannot have them fucking us all over us wherever they go. No. No. No, 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 no. No, we will no longer tolerate that. We will no longer tolerate them behaving like, oh, America is theirs, and they don't have plan for nobody but themselves. And they, you know, they're gonna, we must vote for them. And we are doing it, obliviously doing it to ourselves, and don't know. When I tell you that something is wrong with our brain, oh my gosh, you're gonna hiss your teeth and keep on going. Go to church on Sunday, tomorrow, Sunday. If I tell you, don't go back there tomorrow, because you know what? You are enjoying a lot of mercies up to this point. But you know what? You're going to lose this mercy. Don't go back to church. If you're an African person, please don't go back to church. Okay? I plead with you, don't go back to church. There is no blessing of salvation. Because what they're telling about Jerusalem is they come to take away our place from us. Are we there today? You know? know, maybe some of us maybe sneaking back, but there was a time you couldn't be there. We don't own that place no more. They do. And you read that they come there as Romans. They were never Romans. They were nothing. They couldn't talk. Why do you think that they would be Romans? No. They come and style the world with their version of Christmas and a whole bunch of nonsense. You see, listen, it's their culture, and they are a fucking bappy culture, homosexuals. And we must understand that. And that we feel understand, instead of living on, you know, all of the styles that they are using to make us forget who we are. That's what they're doing. But they imitate us, like I said, morphing, imitation, wrong emulation. That's what they do. That's what they're living off. And because of the blood that affect us over, you know, the last 100,000 years. See, Africa, you can see by what they do selling us as slaves, you can see that the crossbreeding damaged them first and foremost over there. Because they go there and go mingle with them like nothing don't happen. No, because they don't have it hard to mingle with our people because they look like us, they talk like us and stuff like that. And the next thing is, they do everything and therefore, you know, pretty much they can get into your asshole. You know what I mean? Because they come to get so many of us in bondage to poverty. And when you hear they're talking about budget and stuff like that, you must discern what is it could make these folks, primates, turn human beings and now manipulate us and kill us as much as they want. You wonder about that. And they will tell us about AD and Adamani they're using to kill us. 1220 AD from, you know, 1000 you know, from, you know, I mean, from way back, 1220 AD. So that is, you know, 1000 and plus, you know, they have been using their sodomite law. It's not civilized law. They're using on us. But because Africa don't have no more sense anymore. You know, do you know how long they have been ruling before the 509 BC? You know how long we have laws, at least can refer to right now, that Hernamu king, the kings, you know, that's over like a few thousand years apart. King Hernamu law code was from like 2100. You see what I mean? That his writing of laws started and ended somewhere down the road, right? Maybe 2050 or something like that, BC. So what I'm trying to tell you, we have government right now, and there's nothing that can do because civilization come here by the gods, the Elohim gods. So when they come and write Bible and make up a new kind of thinking and stuff like that, we drunk, we don't know. Because we are coming from a mental delinquency 100,000 years ago. And it's in history. If you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. Well, I happen to stumble upon it. And the story about 509 BC when they take down the king, right, and got the military and call themselves Romans, I got the whole scheme of them. They can't face us now. All we need to do is pull our law from where it is sitting and show. Because you go and Google, they cannot say that they were first civilization because they will get into too much of a deep trouble. So they're hoping that we will never come to realize it, okay, that we have law to use. They're not going to tell us. No, because they want to take over the world and turn it into everybody fucking body. That's what they are doing right now. That is what they are doing, and it is true. Now, if you have respect for them and think that I should not say this here, well, look, don't hold your breath. Do not hold your breath. I'm telling you. Because what? They call themselves, when I tell you they're Morphos because they had nothing. They didn't have clothes. They had animal skin. Okay? They write Bible with Adam and Eve. You know, and talk about, talking separate. How could these people come and write things for us to accept, man? And I'm telling you, everything white people are is basically what we have been 200,000 years ago. And they take over our image and imitate the gods. After they worship the gods, they turn around and begin to call, have their own of emperor and priest and cardinals and all. They make up their own hierarchy and shut the door against us, because once they are acting under the psychedelic form of our government, because these guys didn't know anything. They never have a society. They never married anybody at all. They didn't know nothing about court and law. And nothing. They didn't know nothing. They didn't know anything. They knew nothing at all. Not even the first thing they never knew, right? So we are coming from that far, but right now, oh, we can't see that because we're born and raised up in the church, amen, hallelujah, and everything like that. And no way would we think that that didn't mean something. But I can tell you now, it didn't mean something in the first time. Moreover, in the last time. They didn't mean anything. They had no value whatsoever. They use us and put on value and be what they are here today. Well, we're going to strip it off of them. You hear me? Are going to strip it off of them by simply saying AD Anadamani is not a valid jurisdiction of law over African territory. Go back into your sick Europe with it. Okay? And talk about, you know, it's all right now for them to be here as, you know, as gay, homosexual, and do be whatever they want to be. No, none of that is true. None of that is true. So what happened to Europe? It's not big enough for them. They don't care. They just want to spread sodomy all over the place. What happened to Mary Magdalene? Did Jesus, did Yeshua marry to Mary Magdalene? You know, the Da Vinci Code tell you the whole thing, but like it's a novel. It's not a novel. It's really telling you the truth about something. Christianity that they bring. Now, let's smash that now, because there is no Christianity that is true. Let these honest fucking homosexual come and preach to us and show us the truth now. Show us the truth. You don't have none. They don't have none. And I'm telling you, what we are on about Constitution. No, these white men that come up and talk about, and some just don't understand. They just don't understand. They are dumb like a goat. A lot of them, they're just talking all. And you can't talk any kind of trash like me back home at church. And some of the people that goes up around the pulpit to preach, they can't even read. They don't know what they're talking about. They hear some scripture and may go up there and call out the scripture and try to talk. It doesn't matter the trash what you talk about. In the church, they accommodate it. You don't have to have no real reading sense, you know, and know to, you know, take out your thought and take it from a valid, you know, source and expound on it. They can say ali laba laba yaba yaba nonsense, and somebody's going to say praise the Lord, hallelujah, and you know, and they generate Holy Ghost in there. That's what's happening. But the time has come when, as lofty as you see these white people are fly plane or sail ship, you know what? They're going to sink into their own shit. That's what is going to happen to them, because what they did, what they have done is wrong. So I'm trying to tell you, they're morphing. They can't represent themselves anywhere for real, because they don't value nothing. They don't have name or nothing like that, but they use us as stepping ladder to get where they are. That's what happened. And it's all in the world, Mr. Textbook. They think we would never find it. They thought we would never come to know it. But this is what is out. You see what I mean? When they call themselves Roman, there was no church. They were on their way to build their church. So they're working off of us, calling us by our names, our make names, and say it is us, and then gain credibility after it. We they don't call us by that name. They take on the name themselves. But they have to christen it on us first. Because whether or not you know, but we are the first people of civilization. But now they're going to tell us, no, go so. You see what I mean? But if you look into history, you'll see it all plain. They're not coming from anywhere. But the blood that they get from us that make them talk, and it is between us, say, wise sapien, and the Neanderthals. It's between the two of us, but this totally destroyed the Neanderthals, which is our species. And nobody is reading to find out. And they are telling us a whole host of different foolishness about the Neanderthals. And if you don't read, you won't know. You see, if you don't read about civilization, when civilization came on the earth, you won't know. They won't tell you that they were not civilized one time. They're not telling you that. It is 100,000 years ago when they, you know, do the sexual, violation against us with their monkey blood. Monkey blood on every one of our hybrid species be tainted. We don't have no sense. It doesn't matter how good we try to be. We still don't know what we are supposed to know. You see, so what is going on now? Any talent you have, you revere the talent, because you don't know where you come from a play, and you don't know why you have talent to play either. You don't know. Because these homosexuals have set up a different psychological world, different meaning. Christmas and Easter, they make a big thing of that and pull us into like revering Easter, like Easter, you know, Jesus, who just, you know, which is not a character at all. Jesus is not a character at all. I mean, a real character. Never was. There was never any Jesus until then come with a white man. And I tell you, that is Jesus. And they are also not taking that character of Jesus from themselves. They're taking it off us and use it like it's theirs. It's a ton of brick falling down on them once we start to talk what is true. And they may put up all kind of resistance until the God blasts them into pieces somewhere. Because it's going to come for them anyway. You know? And they think that, oh, everything is hunky-dory and stuff like that. It's not. It's not. You see? And the order is that they are to leave. Leave our territory because our laws are against them. They don't have any laws. Their laws is for Europe. And you read, you will know that. We are, our world is solidly placed in the world history textbook. And I can read it, I mean, very, very clearly to show there is no two world that was created on planet Earth. Two philosophy. No, there was none. Because they weren't civilized, and that's the only world that you could say exists. But they were, you know, I mean, they were not doing any, they were not carrying any energy at all. Make stone tools. Today, there is nothing in civilization for stone tool making. No. And they just take up what we do. And, of course, they were killing and destroying the Bronze Age. Them. And before the Bronze Age, they were making a lot of criminal blunders all over the place, everywhere we go, because you're talking about 100,000 years ago, right? And what they were doing, like 75,000 years ago, these guys were raising hell all over the place. And these are the modern people. African people are not modern people, right? If you're not serious about the truth, well, you're going to swim along with the dead animals then, okay? But the fact is, the truth is here for us to know it. And blessed are they that hear the right sound and can identify the right sound in a way that you can trace it and see where it goes and tell whether you're looking at the same thing or you're looking at different things. So what I'm trying to tell you about these white people, they begin to call themselves Romans. And until today, argument still challenging the truth because they are trying to hold on to what they bring. But I'm telling you, they don't have anything. Okay? And they have enough time to peacefully do whatever they want. Kill Saddam, kill Gaddafi, and Africa sit down and said nothing. So what I'm trying to tell you, pity for Africa because they are victims too. We work with the opportunity the gods give us to get out of this sodomite, upside down society that we have here. That's not what they give to us. We must now change and fix what is wrong. They're not going to do it because we are capable of doing, right? Those who want to go and turn homosexual, they're free to do that. But look, go with them up in Europe, right? If they turn you into a homosexual, they're going to take you with them, right? Because that is not supposed to be among the African people, right? The anatomical people. You were not created with any blood that make you sodomite. So if you turn sodomite, go up there with them because that's where they belong. You see, and if they don't go, well, you know what? Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. That's what is going to happen. See, Trump is on his way right now. You know, see? He's as fool as ever. And see, the rest of them see that this guy is no good, but they can't get rid of him anyway. Can't get rid of him. You see what I mean? Because the man commit so many crimes, and they still talk about he's ex-president. I can understand why. Because they're not civilized, folks. You know what I mean? No, it's after they kill millions and millions of us without paying any kind of penalty for what they do, because Africa is out. these guys are behaving like they are our world government. All it is that they are on the opposite of it. And none of us get to the point where we know exactly how to stop these brute, animal, fucking ass, all white, nothing people. You see what I mean? That's all they know to do. So when I tell you who they are, what they do right now, you can see it. Call themselves Roman religion. And we are talking about on or about 75,000 years when these, I told you about the interbreeding, right? Back crossing, introgression, and the miscegenation, mingling with us. They roll us in the dirt, right? The modern man, back to BCE 75 BCE. You know, because I said that you just want like about 25,000 years before started that attack on our people and began the spread of their virus blood that, like I tell you, destroy important element of our brain. Today, see, we don't have no government. When I say the government, representation, we don't have nobody representing us, so they can kill us, and no political, the political part of our government has died. The political function has died, and they don't regard the calendar that represents civilization. They come with moon calendar, okay, that to worship the Pope. Now, the Vatican Pope, they want us to worship. Yes, and him, most of us are, those of us are Christian, that's who we're worshiping, whether or not you know. Whether or not you want to accept, but that's what actually is happening in from Bethlehem of Judea. Right? Whatever they started over there and raised up Christianity. At the Vatican Pope, we are worshiping. And after they were educated by our institution, they practiced to be a priest and stuff. They don't know nothing about the priest. They get it all from our pattern. Yeah, they go with it. Because they look like us, they talk like us. And you see what I mean? And it's, so you can see where they begin to look like us and everything else like us. They probably don't turn on my mic for anybody to hear what I'm saying. I'm probably talking to myself, probably, you know. Just a second.
Up there, beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you where these white people are coming from. So I tell you how they come to be modern man. And don't mistaken to find yourself accepting that the Bible that these guys bring together, it's nothing that has to do with our civilization at all. None whatsoever. But they have had a chance to have wealth enough to do whatever their little cunning mind want to do. And any evil that they write that goes against us, we do not have authority to take care of us. But you can see that our kings began to write criminal law codes. It is since 75,000 years ago, right, that the law have been used to stop these criminals. It wasn't us. It's them, these white people, and it traced right down to where we are here. But you won't read about no criminality going on the planet Earth before they came along 100,000 years ago. Because remember, civility, the first 100,000 years we were created, and beside that, and then think about before 200,000 years ago, who existed on Earth as civilized people? The gods in South Africa. And weakness, because up to today, these white people are talking about, oh, civilization started 6,000 years ago. That was when, long after the gods been here, and that is long after we were created 200,000 years ago. So you think about, by the time the evil happened and these guys began to talk, what brought white people talking is back-crossing introgression. That's when their energy mixes with ours and gets to to our brain. And we are not the same sense. Okay? And this is the problem. So what I'm trying to tell you, how they get into the position, they got into the position because first, our brain went. And now they are talking. And they are using all of their talking to benefit themselves. That's why they kill us and they don't care. So they go to Africa and you just imagine what they did, why Africa just turned them loose. Because they don't know how to do. They can't administrate. They can't do nothing. So they turn it over to them and even make them greater than the other local government. So all of them were taking gold and everything out of Africa. I never understood how come they get into Africa like this. But now I know. It was the interbreeding. The introgression. The backcrossing where our energy go mixed up with for them. And this is the way it comes out against us. Because we come to the West. And set up, you know, all kind of things in the West because there were no one in the Western world when we came here. There was nobody in America. Okay, we the civilized people leave Africa 100,000 years ago and come into the Western world. Now they want to tell you all kind of different things and go on like so. Oh, they were here first. It's not even remotely true. Okay, and because we turn fool. Now, if I didn't get my eye, you know, open up to what I'm reading and so, I wouldn't be here talking to you, and who else would be talking to you? Of course, not MLK, not Jesse Jackson, you know, not Al Sharpton, not what's his name there? I mean, the one over the over the Islam place there, you know, Farrakhan. Or is Honorable Elijah Muhammad? No, they don't tell you what I am telling you right now. No, and I don't think they even knew it. Of all that they are claiming that they did, we don't get anywhere. These guys take their stand, and they craft it. They're talking about the talking serpent, floor talking serpent, and the Bible is the Tower of Babel. That's what the Bible represents. Look at good things in the Bible, but I mean, nothing about the creation and all stuff like that for us to build on a foundation. There's no foundation in the Bible as far as creation is concerned. You see what I mean? Because these guys, they're clever, but they're not clever when we know the truth. They're not clever there. You see? So all of the technology and stuff like that, that they are... you know, dibbling, dabbling in and successful at certain level of operation of it. But sociality, they kill society. They write a what they call is constitution and look at what they put in there and what they put in there that make a little, you think that they, if they have goodwill, okay, like if they had protect us from being killed, they kill us instead. That's what they do. And that's what they're doing right now. And nobody, you know, they do it so clever that, you know, George Bush could knock down all the tower in New York. And you know, it's all right with them. You see? Because Trump once, I think back in 2020, he was able to, like, hit at Bush about the fact that he, Bush, was the one that knocked down the towers them with the plane. Right? And then it came out by other independent party who were working with the administration and come out and put it on video. And there is a lawsuit about it too that make it true. And what these white people are doing with it. When you see they have Trump there, no, I won't do nothing with him. It's the same thing like what they do with George Bush. When he knocked down the towers in New York and they go on like, I know them do it. And although it's clear, they still stand behind it. Okay? And we have a world history textbook telling us something different from what them are doing, and we can't find out. The Marcus Garvey them and the MLK, and they are in the church, and they are in the church and behave like, you know, you know, they can speak out against what the white people are doing. No, they are blind. Okay, so unless we read to find out, these folks are not going to help us none. Okay, but I am telling you about their trick, the trick that they work, coming off naked primates, and eventually come to be like anatomical people, only like, because they can't be it, and that's what is killing them, why they're humiliating us the way they do, right? But I'm telling you, take our law down that nobody has never done, right? Our law is going to blow them into the bottom of the ocean, because no way can they use sodomite AD and a Adamany with a Jesus date of birth. Oh, Jesus don't have no date of birth either. But that's what they use to make their bureaucracy power on the foundation of Jesus. You don't see what I'm telling you. So let them run out them clock, right? Because I know the gods know the right time to get rid of this old bunch of nonsense. But the gods are waiting for us to open our eyes to. They should not have to come here and spin their wheel with us. We need to change. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't go to that church. Don't vote for them. Don't go make no trouble with nobody besides go to work and take care of your life. That's what you should do. But get out from these, you know, I mean, honest fucking idiots, because nobody civilized is going to want to have sex in an asshole. And that you're supposed to know. That is as basic as anybody should consider. Who wants to have sex in an asshole? Except, you know, you turn fool. You turn fool. I don't know how fool you got to be to not know what is a civilized, mating. You know, you see, animals mate. They're not, you know, getting on. They're not. And none of them has ever get any children, you know, fucking the body. No, nobody don't do that. No matter what, they do it all the time and do it for their cultural pleasure. And they don't bring not even a cockroach out of the body that they are fucking, you know, with their R-H-E-S-U-S. They don't get anything beside a pleasure they don't want. Yeah, because they're not civilized people, no matter what they look like. All right. So these are things they write. And if you're a fool, you don't really understand what's going on. But that's not so with me now. When I started to read, I was ready to understand. And I do understand. So here is their background, what they call themselves. Why you can't identify them. Why they're so diverse. Why nobody can handle them. But I tell you what, not this time. Not this time. Not this time. They have to run and duck because they don't have anything to prove AD and Adamany is true. And that's what they depend on to run all of their enterprises and say it's legal. This time, strip, naked. They don't have nothing at all to hang their hat on. Get out of our territory. And that's all it's about. Otherwise, the lightning and the thunder will see them. And the earthquake and the flood of mighty water, strong wind they cannot sustain. That's what is going to come after them, right? That's what is promised. It's in your Bible. If you're reading your Bible, you will see it in there. Not everything in there, Christianity. These idiots, they don't know what to do with themselves, you see, because they don't have our brain. They don't have our pineal glands. They don't have it. And I hit them off. That's why they're going on getting pleasure into asshole. They don't care. You know, you see them, I'll show you a picture of them doing it to another man. Really? You see what I mean? No different to them than a vagina. And we accept them. Yeah, they carry us to accept them. But there would be a time when it comes to an end. And when it comes to an end, it's not a clash with gun and bomb and all that kind of thing. It's a matter that word are spoken, and they must obey it. You see what I mean? Because they are going to face the fire that burned them to ashes for what they continue to do. All right? Keep on doing it. I'm telling you, it's coming. Roman religion. That's what they were using. There were no church back then, and you don't see nothing about church back in 75,000 years. No church. BC era. So when I ask people about, you know, BC era versus AD and Adamani, they can't talk. It means that they are dead as a whole lamb. You listen what they are saying here and see if you have ever read this or heard this. Pure lie that they are telling and disguising themselves. Augustus brought back traditional festivals. None of this belongs to them, you know. They are using us, all right? So you hear them? But like they had a religious background. So all they do, they are walking on us a ladder, a step ladder. That's what they're using. And you listen to this. Augustus brought back traditional festival. Who was doing festival here? It's the gods and the people, the civilized people that they created. Yes, brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion. Not church enough. So you think is them writing this? Yes, or them. Which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. The official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses. You see what they had that time? Nothing that you see here today. This is a different thing that they were relying on back then. But you remember now is after 100,000 years ago began. And it's going to come down to 509 BC. That's when they're going to pull off the coup and remove the king. So you think of what they are saying here. You should glean some understanding to help you through the confusion that it's hard to find your way out of that. But truth will guide you if you begin to pay attention to it. So it goes on that the official state religion focus, that means what they were practicing on the side after they learned certain things. Yes. So they were running out of cash and stuff like that. They wanted to go on their own and they were failing. So they come back to use the system again. And that's what they did. So she's telling you, the official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses. You see, they're using us, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. In addition, beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods. Listen to this. Who authorized them to do that? That's what they start to do. And you know, the gods were still around and did not interfere with them. By the Roman Senate, Augustus, emperor, were often officially made gods by the Roman Senate. That are their thing that they're doing on the side. That they're making up on this side, right? Thus, blustering support for the emperors. No, you think emperor illegitimate something because they're making it that. But we now must read and see that they're going in a different direction. They're spoiling our civilized world. That's what they're doing. But listen to this now. Just to show you that they started off with nothing of their own, but because they can talk, they get education. So you can see how they enhance themselves with whatever knowledge while our brain is rotting. So this is how they gain traction and gain ground. Listen to this. Speaking for themselves, the Romans believed that the observation of proper ritual by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. Common G-O-D-S. If you don't understand these white people, try to understand them, because I'm reading it from the World History textbook. I'm not making it up. Okay? So it's a matter that, hey, I have to protect me. And you know what that means? You're in a family. That family belongs to you. You know, you face the foe. Take the battle to the gate to protect your family, right? Well, that's what is going on here right now. I don't have any pity upon these white people. And you know what? I am only concerned that people are listening and understand what I am saying here. I'm not trying. I'm actually saying it. I know I might stumble sometime, but that is all written. I would be someone who would stammer, right, and stumble. But I will get out with it so you know what I'm talking about, and you will have no excuse. This guarantee peace and prosperity. So he said the Romans believe that the observation of proper rituals. Who taught them that? It's from our system. They come in and participate with it. So I think that this is a what I call it, something that came about on like a theater, a play, you know, on earth. Something is playing out with these people and us. And if we go without filling our role, it's not going to be good for us, right? So we must wake up. And if we care and we want to be of the positive and not the negative, come to know what's been happening. And that is going to give you force to think and to do what you are supposed to do. You go into the church now. If you learn what's going on, you must find out that the church is not a civilized thing. It's not a civilized thing, right? They were not religion in truth. They were following it, and they'll tell you about Roman religion, right? But there is going to come a time they will not tell you about Roman religion anymore. They're going to tell you about Christianity, if you see what I'm saying. This guarantee peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed, talking about themselves, they're not calling by themselves, they're white people or European. They not tell you that. They might tell you, say, them are Romans, right? And it is our name they take out and call themselves by our identity. So it says, the Romans believe that their success, listen to this, pyre, you see this, meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. No, they tell on themselves when we read it, but they don't think that we would ever get to the point where we actually read this and know what it says. That's what they were depending on. Now, they're being busted right now. And I'm not dodging or ducking. They are busted right now. And no matter what they're going to say, once it begins to rain down heavy on them, they're going to have to seek shelter. That's all about it, right? It's going to be natural. So it tells you now how much time they attribute to the God. under religion. Religion is not church. As the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. And what nation is talking? The African nation. Because there is no other people here that as a nation but us. Because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. Three times they attribute to the gods, but not today. It's Christianity now. I hope you understand that. Hope you understand that. Because we're dealing with a reprobate, with the reprobate mind of these sodomite white people that out there fooling us that they are civilized. You see how they dress up and things like that? Yeah. They're doing it because it is imperative that they do it to survival. Because civilization is creeping up on them. You know, and pretty soon, people going to live and die, believe and die. Once we do the right thing, they will be gone. Because just as though they destroy the Neanderthals and obtain looks like real human beings, the gods is going to wipe them out. That's what is promised. So if you out there and think that, oh, there is no end to this. No, I mean, this is, time is passing. Time is passing. So, my friends, I'm getting close to, you know, the end. I have like about 35 minutes to go here. All right. So let me speed along. All right. So what I have to tell you now is about, is this. The headline for this little synopsis, the feature of this edition: Christianity is 100% European primate hominid gay mockery of the gods' civilization. The same gods that create civilization for us, they are telling you a while ago, the gods caused them to have an empire. And they know that when they serve the ceremonies, and do it right, it builds harmony between them and the gods. They don't have nothing of their own. But now they have everything because they turn all of us fool. They go to Africa and take over the government. And you see Colin Powell, they have Colin Powell help George Bush to go kill Saddam. You see, and I think he was the one who helped with Kuwait when Saddam going to Kuwait. They kick out Saddam. I think maybe the father, Bush, did that, right? And the son take power, and then he was after Saddam. You see what I mean? And nobody of the African side is able to offer no help because these guys are using us because our brain is gone. Our brain is gone. Well, you know what? There's something in the Bible about David and Goliath. Well, there is a David and Goliath playing out here, I mean, right now, because what I am saying, I have never heard anybody at all come out and say these things, right? And these things are relevant and worthwhile using to, like, you know, I mean, throw these guys back where they come from. Is to speak the truth as it is. But they would want to come out and let you know that, oh, we are violating their community standard and all this kind of stuff. That fucking asshole people do anything else than do stuff like that and kill innocent people. Well, don't do them nothing. Nothing. But they have excuse, though. They don't have any excuse to fuck an asshole because that's their nature. But now we can't get them out of our territory and talk about their government and stuff like that. No, look, I'm telling them, go and rub their balls somewhere because they are going to get out of our territory. Every single one of them. Not even a square inch. They don't have to say, get out. That's all there is to it. All right, let's go on here. One rebel, Keflum, yes, Robel Keflum wrote to as KME. What do you have to say about my people, Ethiopians? What do you have to say about my people, Ethiopians, and Eresian, and the fact we still today speak Semitic language, our black were Jewish at one point, accepted Christ, own accord, and that is why we practice in a way that is, people say we are Judeo Christians and come from a line of kingship. We were never supremely governed by whites. And just anything you have to say, I am just curious to hear your view. Thank you, sir. Now, you know, I brought this to your attention because somebody wrote me and asked me this question. And what I have to say about this is this. What will settle our confusion about these things that the white people create is to know our species. Once you know your species, you will know where you go wrong. You see what I mean? Because if you know that we were created in Africa, we have a species that involves two different, and that is the Elohim God that contribute blood to the wise sapien species. So those two blood create us African hybrid ethnic people, right? So we are coming from one, you know, we are coming from two vine, you know, the God's vine of blood and the earthling sapien, wise sapien vine mingle together and create us a hybrid. These sodomite white people don't want to hear anything. And you know, you think that it's going to be hard for them to give up on it. Look, they don't settle anywhere that is theirs. They don't have any law govern them. Here, they can't govern here with what they create as a law. So they are disqualified. White people are disqualified by our kingship laws. Nobody can make up no law or substitute government here and talk about, oh, they're going to rule over us. They didn't create us by what they're talking about. You see what I mean? They are evolutionary creatures. No matter what, they come here and after they commit crime against us, they're talking about they have government. No, nothing don't work like that. You understand what I mean? But that's what they want to do. Now, the time is past. You see what I mean? All right. So what I'm talking about now, this confusion that we are in, where somebody's talking about Ethiopian and talk about they are still speaking Semitic language. That's all right. You're speaking Semitic language because, of course, white people don't make Semitic language, right? But they make a lot of things that we are drawn into when we shouldn't. We need to stay the course of what we know in our history and don't go after anything else. All right, so knowing your species, which is the first of your creation, that is going to keep you where you belong. So what this guy is saying, what do you have to say about our people, Ethiopians and the Eurasians, and the fact that we still today speak Semitic language and are black. Our black were Jewish at one point. You know, if you don't find Jewishness in our history, you don't make these white people call you Jewish and turn around and become Jews afterward, because that's what they did. In the Bible, it says Jesus was Jews. Who says who? Who make this Jews thing? It's them, as far as I know. You see, so now they come and stick it to us now, and we believe it. So this person is asking me, what do I think about it? You know, I'm not able to have any communication otherwise, because I'm incapacitated. So what I do, I bring it on the show here. I hope that the person will hear what we're talking about here somehow. But the white people, them, you don't know them. They are way ahead of us, and they do a lot of things that we don't know. One of the things is the Bible that they did, almost 2,000 years ago, and write all those foolishness in there that don't belong to us. They are calling us Jews. Then they turn around. Now we are not Jews anymore. They are Jews. They have Jewish Federation all over the place. So it means that they set us up, and we don't know. And today we're stuck with it because we're not even able to read because of the brain problem that we have. You know, we can go to school and learn a lot of things, and we come on reading and don't know what we're reading in this case. You do everything good on your job, but when it comes to your life with church and so, should you believe these things? You don't know. So there is something wrong with us, and we have to get straightened out by just be directed to the fact of history. That will help us. Yeah. So now I am saying that talk about we accept Christianity in any form, that show that something is wrong with our understanding of what we're reading, right? So he's asking me, and you folks out there, I mean, this is good for all of us to know. Kingship, because he's even relating to our government kingship. He relates to that. And at the same time, talk about you're Christian. So no, that something is wrong with your education here. You see what I mean? So this is a lot of confusion. No, we are not into Christianity, period. And if you've gone into Christianity, you are hurting yourself because nobody, no angels from heaven, not going to come down and help you with that. You must read and understand and get yourself in the right knowledge. And that the energy that preserves value in us will be accepted. But if you've gone into the sodomite whole bunch of nonsense about Judaic Christianity and our Judaism, and where did Judaism come from? Where we get that from? You get it from the Bible. Well, it doesn't count. Okay? And we must get away from this foolishness. You see, but kingship belongs to us. Not Christianity, not Judaism. It's not ours, right? He says we were never supremely governed by white and just anything you are. Okay. So by saying not supremely governed by them, which means you governed by them because you part Christian. So you can't mix Christianity and kingship together, bro. You know what I mean? All right. So, no, it's all negative there. It's all negative there. Kingship is the only thing that stands for us. He says, we were never supremely governed by whites and just anything by whites. All right, you can say full stop there. And then he's saying, just anything I would have to say. I am just curious to hear your view. Thank you, sir. All right. So you see, I mean, so that is basically the gist of what I want people to hear. Don't go into these foolishness. I mean, just understand, kingship is our government, the first calendar of civilization. These people now have moon calendar, take us totally out of the way. So you have to start with the world history textbook that tells you our species different from white people. And from there, you will see the straight road ahead of you. You see, and all these foolishness, you know, you will run into books that will help you to stay with what is foundational. Find Sumerian history book in the library. You can find them too, and find good ones, because these guys are always writing foolishness to trick us, okay? But start with the world history textbook, and you will see some problems there, but you will find the primary beginning of civilization out of it anyway. And that's what you want to do. And Sumerian history don't discuss these kind of issues like what you would find in the world history textbook about these primates and stuff like that. Our civilized history, don't go into that. Don't go into that. It tells us about who we were and who we are today, right? So it is something that is serious to pay attention to, my friend. All right. My answer to that is ignore that heretical falsehood, okay? Ignore it. I mean, it's not a part of you. Not a part of you. Read National Geographic World History Textbook, 2004 publication, Chapter 1, Edition 2. Read that, the first chapter, and it will tell you exactly who is who on the planet today and what you're supposed to be about, okay? For you to know the beginning of the first human species, primate hominid. They were the first, you know, look like humans on the earth. They were the first. Understand differences between the two species. Once you have that, nobody trick you. Historic white primate hominid Bible confusion is now exploding rapidly. Bible confusion, right? So historic white primate hominid Bible confusion is now exploding rapidly. The adoption of Christianity in Ethiopia dates 4th century reign of the Aksumite Emperor Ezana adoption of Christianity. You see, somebody here, this guy, don't know nothing about the history, the basic history, and about your species. Don't know nothing about that. That's why we're so confused. Because we don't start at the very beginning of life, you see. That's what we'll have to do. All right. So, he says, axioms, geography, location, at the southernmost edge of the Hellenized Near East was critical to its conversion and development. You see? So they're gone. These people perish. August 27, 2022. The European eunuch has become a favorite among LGBTQ theologians. You see, why they do that? Because they find something in the Bible that support Christianity. And Christianity is all 100% LGBTQ. You see what I mean? So, like I said to you, if you don't go to the beginning, the head of the stream, to know who you are, where you're going, they are going to catch you into this pool of confusion about Jesus and all that kind of thing that don't exist at all. Jesus went up in a bush and hid himself. He didn't want to become no king like the prophet prophesied. So when you don't have prophecy fulfilling and you're depending on it for your salvation, you perish. You're perishing. And you don't worth anything because of that. You just don't value nothing. So it goes on to say, yeah. Yes, the Ethiopian eunuch has become a favorite among LGBTQ theologians and people of faith. Anytime you hear about faith and belief, listen. Study those words and their definition and stick to the definitions. And you'll find out that faith and belief now have nothing to do with our religious identity. Okay? We're not into those kind of foolishness that they're talking about, you know, you knock on all them kind of thing there. It's nonsense. Theologian. I mean, homosexual of theologian and all that. We don't, and faith. No. No. Civilized people don't have anything civilized like those. Says he is portrayed in gender bending performances by Bible. You know, the Bible is not a book for us to depend on at all. You know, and since it exists, you know, it's okay for somebody to read it, but you must know what you're reading, you know. Okay, August 10, 2018. Given these facts, many scholars believe the Ethiopian to be a proselyte. A proselyte. See all them whole bunch of foolishness? Because you start following a wrong trail. Meaning, he was a Gentile who had converted to the Jewish faith. So talk about Gentile. Gentile were white people. Gentiles were white people. I don't know if they're changing up here, but Gentiles are white people in the Bible. And Jesus was not a Gentile, neither was those disciples of Christ and the whole society of what was then Jews, you know, was not Gentile. So all these errors are there stifling us and defiling us and stuff like that when we don't know the truth. Jewish, converted to Jewish faith. You know what I mean? So what they're talking about, a white person join the African people, then call it Jewish faith. So they pin us down, and anywhere you take it, they're pinning us down on the corruption, believing nonsense. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and another little excerpt I would like to read to you, and that is connecting to a link by Michael Tellinger, and a leader of a group of scientists that had a chance to go into South Africa and do research back in 2012. You know, one of the greatest education that we can get. That is of the gods who came 450,000 years and work in Africa, do a whole bunch of stuff over there. And we have a link now that can expose you to the full education about that. The first civilized people on earth, the immortal gods. Yes, this is exactly the link I want you to have. Welcome to Elohim God, civilization, an atomic, hybrid, ethnic people. Now, here's two little paragraphs coming from the link. You know, it won't be long, but to give you a little insight of what goes on this link. The creation of man seems to be described as a type of cloning, and what we would today consider in vitro fertilization. The result was a hybrid or evolute or evolved human with enhanced intellect, perform the physical duties of the worker gods, and also take care of the needs of all the gods. We are told in other texts that the expedition came for gold, and that great quantities were mined and shipped off the planet. The community in South Africa was called Abzu, and was the prime location of the mining operation. Since these events appeared to coincide with the dates of mitochondrial Eve, for example, 150,000 to 250,000 BP. And appear to be located in the richest gold mining region of the planet. Abzu. Some researchers are thinking that the Sumerian legends may, in fact, be based on historical events. I got to do some research to find out the facts of all of it. You know, by my reading, I can tell that there is no ifs, ands, or buts, that the Sumerians are hinged on the story being told of the gods over in South Africa. Absolutely. That's the same civilization at work. Civilization didn't come by nobody else but the gods 450,000 years ago, and you're talking way down the line here, down at 200,000 years. So clearly, you know, it is unequivocally fact. Sumerians are the civilized people of the gods, 100%. All right, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and hopeful that you have gotten something today that you've heard. Take good care, and I hope the broadcast will go out to people who are waiting to hear stuff like this.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.